You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
Live it. Do it.
Tell Mama all.
I go to Rio.
Rio de Janeiro.
Do you love that song, Kendall?
Which song is that?
I go to Rio.
Well, I got that
De
part.
De Janeiro.
Who sings it?
Isn't it, I want to say Barry Manilow, but it's maybe not.
Oh, I do kind of remember. Right when you said his name, I kind of like heard it in my head. I love it.
Sure.
I love the city more.
I know. Well, that's where we are today, Rio de Janeiro. We're outside of our hotel, the Motel de Janeiro, and we've set up our booth. We're just hanging, chillaxing today.
We're just hanging Brazilian style.
Yeah, we took that long, long plane ride from Lisbon to Rio.
It was tough. It was tough.
What do you do on long plane rides, Kendall? I didn't even notice. I took 17 NyQuil and fell asleep.
Yeah, I know. Usually when I'm on a long flight, I sit there and panic and think, God, I need to go to sleep or do something, not go crazy. But whoever's sitting next to me is usually asleep on me, as you were.
Right.
So.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, that pillow you were dreaming about, that was me.
Sorry, I thought I had sat next to a big beanbag chair.
Well, that's how you laid on me.
But it was so many NyQuil. Who knows what's going on?
I know you could have shared.
I needed them all. That's why I woke up and, you helped me into the cab to here to our motel.
Well, that's all behind us now, Cliff.
It's all behind us now. It's brand new year, new year, new you.
Oh, God, it's a new year.
New show, new us.
Everything's new. Have you not noticed already how new everything is?
Everything is new now.
We sound renewed.
Do we?
I don't know. I'm asking, sort of.
Now, when you say we're renewed, that just makes me think of when we did that show in the nudist colony. Makes me think, let's just let it hang out. Are we at the point where we're so middle-aged?
We're getting close.
Where we're just like, shit, just let it hang out.
I'm very close to just giving up on everything and just saying, fuck it all.
Why not?
Oh, goodness. Oh, please be quiet, dear. We've not talked about the ficus.
Oh, there's a very sensitive ficus tree right outside, boys. And you've got to be very careful because it could lose its beautiful leaves.
Oh, that's right, dear. It's very sensitive to sounds and sudden movements and terrible odors, dear.
Oh, yes. That's why, boys, we want you to watch our ficus for us while we go to the corner store.
Well, are you going to get any snacks?
Well, of course they are.
Well, then yes, sure.
All right, boys. You just make us a little list.
Yes, dear. Just send it on over, dear. We'll go right away. But please, keep it down.
All right, so what do we do? We're just going to watch the ficus? You're just going to leave it right out there outside the booth?
Yes, dear, but it's very important that you're not too loud, dear, and you don't make sudden movements or have any terrible odors around it. So just watch it very carefully.
Oh, and speaking of those odors, we brought you something to help you detect when they're near. It's a little box of birds, boys.
It's a birdie box, dear.
See, if you lift the lid, look at the birds. Aren't they adorable birds?
Quiet, birdies, quiet now.
Oh, now don't tweet too loudly, birds. There's a ficus tree nearby.
But any time that a terrible odor gets near, these little birdies will tweet very loudly and you'll know.
Oh, they're tweeting, they're chirping. What is it? Oh, is it Charles the contractor? He's
Charles,
right over there.
Charles,
go back
here quickly.
Do not come close to this
fight. Oh, there. Okay, they're quieting down. Now
we have a box of birds. All right, so we'll just leave this box of birds right over here.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just sending this text on this long list I've pre-prepared for any time they go out to get snacks.
Kendall, you should just be able to copy and paste.
Please watch this ficus tree. All right, dear, let's go. Let's get something good for Fonky and Opie. They were so good on the flight here.
Oh, dear, they're so wonderful, dear. That's going to be hard for us to keep it down, Cliff. We're doing a show.
We're doing a show, but I think...
I'm sure it's not really that sensitive.
It's not that sensitive. And look, the birds are going to be... Look, they're not chirping now. They're fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Just a normal show about skin.
Mm. Oh, yeah, skin. I forgot we're talking about skin.
Skin. Give me the skinny on the skin, bitch.
Well, first of all, Cliff, have you ever gotten the wonderful experience of going to one of those body exhibits?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I have.
So you saw the part where they have a big, somebody just hold, like the body holding just the skin all by itself with no body around it, well, or inside of it?
Maybe. Yeah. I feel like the body exhibit I saw was of like tortured homeless people and then they filleted them. You know, oh. Don't you know
oh, well, so,
how
well,
a lot of those
were, yeah.
Exploited it, uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
And since the one I saw was in a mall, I can only assume it was not one of the best.
This was in Los Angeles at the museum. They came through. It was like a huge exhibit.
I didn't see the upscale one, so
it was crazy.
Was it?
It was crazy.
Now, Kendall,
but I saw skin.
I know. Whenever you look in the mirror, you see a lot of skin.
Oh, wait.
Kendall, I want you to know this crazy fact about skin. About 50% of the dust in your home is dead skin.
Oh, so much better to get it cleaned up.
I look around and I'm thinking, how is all of this dead skin mine?
See, that's how you just leave a little bit of yourself everywhere you go.
See, we're really all immortal, mm-hmm. Folks.
We're just dust in the wind.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
In the wind.
And then we die.
Hurry it up. Hurry it up. Cliff, you know skin accounts for 15% of your damn body weight?
Oh, God.
So, no wonder all this, I'm so heavy. All these skin folds taking up so much weight.
I have always thought a really quick way to lose weight would just be cut off one of your legs. You know, a lot of the skin. Maybe if you just peeled the skin away.
Ooh. There you go.
Well, you're so fat. Did you ever think, like me, I used to just, you know, pick up my fat and I'd be like, you know, what if I just took one knife and just cut this huge blob
off my body? Are you kidding me? I like to stand sideways in the mirror and pull everything, like all my fat into one little clump. And I'm like, look how skinny I'd look if all this was gone.
If all this was gone.
And I just want to take like a hot wire, like you cut styrofoam, and just go...
Oh.
And just take it all off.
Let's do that.
All right.
Next time you have a hot wire, call me in your hotel.
Are there any good doctors in the area? Please give us a call.
Kendall, 1 in 5 Americans sadly will develop skin cancer during their life.
Wear sunscreen.
Oh, I thought you were saying wear, and I was going to say on their skin.
Just wanted to bring that fact home.
Yeah, and Kendall, the oiliness of our skin determines what type of hair will grow. Did you know that?
What does that mean? Like color or like what kind? Like,
well, large oil glands, which produce more oil, have thinner hairs. And small oil glands that produce less oil have thick hair. So whatever.
I guess we got big old.
I've got large, big, even our fat oil glands are so fucking fat, large. That's why our hair's so thin.
Everything's big. Sorry, Cliff, I lost what I was going to say because that threw me so far off.
You're probably going to tell me that acne is caused by the overproduction of cells that line the sweat gland.
Nope, I was going to tell you skin was thickest at your feet and thinnest at your eyelids.
At your eyelids. Mm-hmm. Oh, so don't beat those. So thin-skinned is a diss toward eyelids.
That's like when they go, whoa, when they do the old
curling. Oh, my God,
curling
you almost poked my eyes out really over here eyes. Across the booth.
No.
Kendall, do you have any great skin memories?
Any skin memories?
Mm-hmm. Like, did it the Fonz ever meet you and say, slip me some skin?
I almost want to say you stumped me this time. Can I think of any skin memories?
Do you have any tattoos on your skin?
No.
Why not?
I've just never gotten one. I've never thought of anything that I'm like, I need to have that on me forever. Other than the logo of the show, maybe.
The logo of the show.
But it keeps changing, so. Yeah.
Well, that's why you keep getting renewed. Another one.
She's like, put it on down the list.
Down and down. Soon you'll have a sleeve.
Like, are those people you've killed? Like, no, that's our logos.
I know. I don't have any either, but I don't want anything because even if I put something really cool, it's just going to get all stretched and blobbed out.
The
fat.
That's true. Yeah. I'd have to put it somewhere that would never move, like on the bottom of my heel or something.
Right, and you can't.
So I couldn't get fat.
Yeah, you can't get tattoos on the bottom of your heel.
Oh, you can't?
No, because your skin like regenerates too much.
Oh. Well, but see that, then you'd be like, if you get tired of it, it's gone.
Uh-huh. See, I knew this one person, he had a tattoo down here, and it was like right here, you could see it. I'm pointing to a part of my...
Yeah. For all the listeners, I can't see what we're looking at.
And right here, like, it was like a happy face. And so like the top half, you could see, but then there was nothing
down
here.
Oh, even there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it may have been further down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
Nope, now we're back.
Jesus, I don't know if you could hear my feet so close to the microphone.
The only thing I can come up with other than going to the body exhibit and seeing skin hanging off a person was when I was working a long time ago in L.A., there's this crescent moon shape right here. I don't know if you can see it. But I was cutting something X-Acto blade. Yeah. And cut it, and it just, like, folded down. And I had to go to the doctor. He was like, we're just going to put it right back up and stitch it on. So that's my only skin memory.
That is so painful. Did you know scar tissue? Did you know this? It has no hair and no sweat glands.
What? You mean I never sweat there on my thumb?
No. So can you, how awful must that be for people who have, like, burn scars?
Oh my gosh, yeah,
they can't even sweat.
Cool, keeping stuff cool.
They have to roll around like a pig.
Oh my gosh. Roll around like us?
Like us, like a Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, did you know? Now, here's something I'm terrified to know.
Oh.
Your skin is home to more than 1,000 species of bacteria.
Uh-oh. 1,000?
1,000!
Species!
Yes, not even. I'm not even talking about bacteria.
Individual bacteria.
Species.
Oh, boys, you're saying species too loudly.
Mr. Tiger, please.
I saw some of the leaves just fell off of the ficus.
There are no leaves. Oh, there are a couple leaves.
There's a big pile there.
Well,
look.
Well, we have been doing our best to keep it down. We got a little rowdy there at the end. We're talking about
the species of bacteria.
Yes, thank you. It really got to me.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but please keep it down.
It's a very sensitive ficus buzz.
Okay, we will do our best.
All right. All right, Sugarlum. Now let's really go to the stove.
Yes, dear. Crockpot.
Yes?
Get a broom, Crockpot.
Don't yell, dear. Keep it down. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but isn't it time for a segment?
It's time for a segment,
it's
Cliff.
It's time for a segment called
Fill in the blank.
All right, Kendra, I've got a blank for you. Are you blank?
Blank it up.
Ready. All right, ready is what I filled in that blank with. Kendall. Happiness often sneaks in through a door you didn't know you left blank.
Open?
Open!
Open!
It was old John Barrymore. Don't you wish he would have said more about that?
I wish he'd have left that door open.
I wish he would have left it. How many times have I said happiness is just walking through these doors I didn't even know I had that they were to open?
Yeah, I'm always concentrating on the other doors that are shut.
Other doors, idiot.
Cliff, when I'm blank, I get excited because I can't wait to see what I'll come up with next.
When I'm asleep.
No, inspired.
Oh.
You know who said it?
Somebody was always inspired.
You got that right. Miss Dolly.
Oh, good. Kendall.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Yep, that's what I was thinking. Kendall, Walt Whitman had this to say. He said, keep your face always toward the blank, and shadows will fall behind you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is my second one on the list. Was that sunshine?
Sunshine, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Dear, please, I told you no singing, dear. The fact is,
I can see it trembling outside.
Sorry, no more singing.
Oh, the birds are going crazy, too, in the bird box.
Oh, Charles, back away. Back away now,
I just came in looking for some jock itch medicine.
Oh, goodness, dear, please come with us.
Oh, these birds are going nuts.
Quick,
Charles,
move, open
out here. Oh, I can see the ficus. Oh, there's some leaves.
Oh, it was shaking.
Oh, my God. All right, whose turn is it?
Mine.
Okay, your turn.
You just took my last one, so the next one. The greatest gift of life is blank, and I have received it.
Obesity.
No, Cliff, that's what we have received. Oh. We've received this other one as well. Friendship.
Kendall, E.E. Cummings once came out with this one. He said... No, not that. He said the most wasted of days is one without blank.
The one without happiness.
No. Laughter.
Oh, well, that is true. That's true. So I hope, listeners, that your day is not wasted.
I hope not.
It always seems blank until it's done.
It always seems impossible.
That's right, Cliff.
impossible. Who said it?
Old Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela. The world is a fool. Don't believe in sensible rules. Didn't you love the Cinderella with Whitney Houston and Brandy when it was on?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
That was so good. I need to find that. Listeners, tweet us at Cliff and Kendall. Tell us where we can watch the Whitney Houston Cinderella.
Google it.
Kendall, speaking of wonderful inspirations, Maya Angelou had this to say.
But you're going to do my one and my one.
No. Kendall, Maya Angelou had this to say, and it is this following quote, which is starts like this. Try to be a rainbow in someone else's blank.
Sky.
Clouds.
Clouds, damn it. That was so close.
Cloud, sky, damn it, whatever. It's all the same. All these people, Maya Angelou gone, Walt Whitman gone.
Oh, that didn't hurt.
Yeah. Sorry,
that was an emotional outcry just then. But all these people that we grew up with, like all of our heroes, they're all dying.
Our beloved Joan Rivers. I just love her and miss her so much.
Cloud to cloud's getting getting pretty booked up there.
It's getting nearer every day. Mm-hmm. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Please, what do I talk about the singing, dear?
While I love your sentiments about the beautiful promised land and Christ the newborn king.
Yes, I am happy with the song choice.
But we can't have you singing this loudly. You see, Mrs. Potter, Butter, Butterton and I, we're too frightened to even leave the parking lot. We haven't even been to the store yet, boys.
Yes, dear, and I was wondering why the snacks hadn't gotten touched
yet. Every time
you
turn around,
you won't let us leave, dear. You won't let us leave. There's more singing and more screaming, dear.
Promise me no more singing or screaming.
Look, this is the perfect time because we're just about to take a break.
Let's take a break.
Oh, all right.
Thank goodness, dear.
Oh, sugar.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Wake up. Call 1-900-976-WAKE. Get out of bed and get ahead. Use your touch-tone phone. Call 1-900-976-WAKE. We're the wake-up that works, so why worry? Call 1-900-976-WAKE. Do it now. Only $2 per call. Depend on us. Call 1-900-976-WAKE. And wake up right. Wake up right. Wake up to us tomorrow.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back.
Sorry, we're trying to keep it down here. It sounds like an NPR show.
All right, now, Kendall, you don't have to be that quiet. Don't be ridiculous.
I was overdoing it.
Leave it to Kendall.
I overdo everything.
But, birthday parties, funerals.
And here we go, talking more about skin. Let's overdo that, too. Cliff, did you know that on a hot day, your skin can release 3 big old gallons of water?
Are you shitting me?
No.
No.
Absolutely true.
That's how people lose all that weight in a sauna, right?
I could stand to lose 20 gallons of sweat water.
Well, let's do it 7 days in a row.
Where did you get those snacks?
Well, they were just over here in the booth.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You don't have a supply of booth snacks over there?
I used to. Until Charles started coming here all the time.
Oh, Kendall, don't say his name. The birds are going crazy.
Oh, my God. They've learned his name. We're being very cautious about this around this ficus.
Well, it's looking better, I think, out there. Looking more robust.
Now, wouldn't you think plants would, love some singing? Some Pitch Perfect singing.
Well, you would think anybody would, but some people.
God. It just lost
a leaf.
Oh, I gotta stop doing that.
Well, I mean, you gotta figure some people are just crazy ass lunatics, and so some plants must be too, right?
Yeah, sure.
Perhaps this ficus is a psycho.
Of course, we get the psycho ficus.
Of course. Here comes Mr. Snubbum. They're back.
Oh, boys. The ficus. It's looking very well, boys.
Good job, dear. You've got it down. Quiet, dear.
All right. Here's some snacks for you, boys.
Wait, dear. They can't have those with the wrappers. Too loud, dear. Too loud.
You're right.
Take those back, dear. They can only have these.
Oh, yes.
They got these quiet snacks.
Oh, don't eat them too loudly.
This is lettuce.
Yes, dear, it's a great snack.
It's a great, you know who, a lot of people just eat lettuce from a bag.
I've heard that. That's insane.
Well, dear,
it's a wonderful new trend. Here's a bag of lettuce, dear.
Oh, yes. It's something you boys could start doing.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, well, we're glad that you came in. It just this time came in the right time. It's time for a wonderful segment we all like to be a part of.
Oh, dear, it's not Hot Subjects, is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, thank goodness the plants couldn't take it.
It's sort of a distant cousin of Hot Subjects.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear something weird?
Oh, goodness, dear.
Nothing that weird in front of the ficus buzz.
Well, keep it down.
Kindle makes
in volume
no
only. In volume only.
But the weird, we might have to turn it up.
But I'm sorry, I just got some weird stuff for you.
Well, at least you're apologizing, boy.
I've learned at least that.
All right, Kendall, lay us something weird upon us.
All right. 1 second. I've got something weird for you. Houston, the city of Houston, the city council moved quickly in October to derail the prospect of becoming the first U.S. city to host a brothel featuring robotic sex dolls.
They did it or they didn't do it?
No, they derailed the prospect of becoming the first U.S. city. They stopped it.
Oh.
It said that upon learning the plan of Toronto-based Kinky's Dolls to open in the city, local laws were altered accordingly, and the mayor said you cannot engage in sexual activities with any inanimate objects at the business. Isn't that a weird story?
Oh, boy. That was revolting.
Dear, please, don't talk about things like that in front about dolls and things in front of the plant. Dear.
No, I think I can see that the ficus did not enjoy that, boy.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well,
that was weird.
Elsewhere in Houston, there was a woman who ended up with an unusual teddy bear at one of those white elephant gift exchanges because it was stuffed with what but human ashes. Now, this lady was attending a holiday party about 2 weeks ago when she ended up with a teddy bear. The bear's stitched heart made it unusual, so she decided to search online for what the Neptune Society was. And it turns out that the Neptune Society offers teddy bears to store a loved one's cremains.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I read that, and then I started to feel, and it's almost like little pebbles or rocks, she told of the bear's fillings. And so...
No. That's awful.
She said, well, miracles happen every day, so if there's a positive end to this story, it would be great. Does anybody know who's in this bear?
Oh, that is such a terrible story.
Oh, that poor lost soul, Sugar Lump.
Oh, think if someone could have loved that person and that teddy bear.
Well, it's kind of like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's the bear of the unknown.
Passing it around.
Dead person.
Oh my God, could you imagine? But I bet when she found that out, everybody wanted to steal that gift.
Everybody wanted it.
Oh gosh. Well, Cliff, one of the most inexplicable animal stories of the year unfolded
in
August in New York when a menacing horde of honeybees descended on a hot dog vendor's umbrella, bringing Times Square to a standstill and drawing swarms of gawking passerbys. Did you see that? Hear about this at all?
No.
After a brief flurry of excitement, the buzzing bees were apprehended by a police officer armed with a vacuum cleaner-like device that sucked them up and they were whisked away to safety.
Well, it's nice to hear about bees making a comeback.
Yes, dear, they need to be saved.
They were very worried about the bees only years ago, and it sounds like now they're doing just fine.
Could you imagine not having the sweet nectar of the honey, dear?
Well, I don't want to have to imagine that. But I've got another weird subject. Over here.
Oh, made me sweat a little bit.
There was a Louisiana chef, and he broke what? But a Guinness World Record by cooking up a 6,800-pound pot of gumbo.
Oh, dear. Quiet, little quiet, dear. A little loud, dear.
They called it the Jumbo Gumbo. And Chef John Foles said he started work on the Goliath pot of gumbo at about 3:30 a.m. and he finished the stew, which contained shrimp, alligator, catfish, crab, crawfish, and oyster, about 9:30 a.m.
A bit everything.
Guinness official came by and determined that it was 6,800 pounds, which broke the previous record by over 1,000 pounds. This story reminded me of Kendall and I, of these thousands of pounds.
Those records were surely breaking.
Surely we've broken so many, most just by sitting on them. And the gumbo was served at the Walk-On's Independence Bowl football game in Shreveport.
I hope they had a big bowl.
Down in Louisiana, we have a taste for gumbo.
Oh, dear, you know, I don't care much for gumbo unless they use the old Southern Creole recipe that Kendall's grandmother uses.
Oh, you know what I always say? I say, don't feed me any of that mumbo gumbo.
Why did you do say that, dear?
But in reality, I do enjoy a bowl or a cup of gumbo now and again.
Yes, dear, but you know how it upsets your stomach, dear.
But only when the alligator is mis-seasoned.
Dear, you cannot have gumbo. It hurts your stomach.
Well, I won't give him that. All right, Kendall, do you have any other weird stories?
Well, I have one other little thing in Louisiana.
Oh, more about Louisiana.
More about Louisiana. The police department were asking people that might have crystal meth in their possession to have it tested for the Zika virus. And then it turned out it was a big hoax. They were just doing it as a big joke to raise awareness to drugs. Luckily, nobody was dumb enough to bring their meth in to have it tested. But it was a big hoopla, and it was very weird.
Well, lastly for me, last weird item over here. There was now you'll like this because it's about a mother.
No one's as good of a mother as you are, Sugarlum.
Oh, dear, quieter, quieter.
Oh, right. The fire, because I think he's getting jealous of your mothering abilities.
Oh, goodness.
All right, now, a New Jersey mother secretly filmed her 6-year-old son getting some illicit homework assistance from Amazon's Alexa virtual assistant.
Oh,
that's right.
I'm really dangerous.
And the video shows the boy asking Alexa to solve a math problem, 5 minus 3, and getting the answer from the Amazon device.
Oh, it's the beginning of the end of the takeover, dear.
I know. And the mother said she was surprised to find her son cheating at math, which she said was his favorite subject.
Remarkable.
It's terrible. What's next, dear?
I fear these Alexa's devices are going to rise up.
These Alexa's devices are terrible. They're going to take over the world.
I don't like them at all.
Well, I can see out there, I think the ficus is fine. Why don't you just go ahead and take that back to your room?
Oh, dear, we can't move it. We can't move it.
It can't be moved.
No. How did you get it here?
Oh, it can be moved only for a few minutes a day, boy. And we've gone way over our allotment today.
That's why it's here, dear. We're going to move it a little further tomorrow.
Oh, yes. And maybe by next Thursday, we'll have it in the room.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, dear, thank you. Good goodness, dear. Let's go see if we can find Crockpot to get the little water bottle to spray on the ficus.
Oh, wonderful idea, dear.
That should help it out.
Crockpot? Yes.
What
a I will. Oh, my God.
Good time.
This ficus is driving me nuts.
I know. I hope we should just kill it. Don't worry about
just
it.
Kill it.
No, I couldn't do that to her.
Oh, no. I couldn't do it. 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 Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. Cliff, we got a new segment.
Do we?
We do. Don't we?
Do we? Don't
we?
I don't know.
It's Things You Should Know, Golden Girl Style.
Golden Girl Style. Thank you for being a friend.
Do, 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 do.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Do, do, do.
And if it's through a party, anybody that wanted you, you would see the biggest gift would be for me. And the card of cash was set, and you would be in a bed.
It's time for Golden Girls Trivia. Oh, that was good.
Ooh.
Oh, we're sorry. Sorry. Look, they're screaming
at us.
Sorry. Sorry.
Motioning quietly to
us. Okay, sorry.
All right, Kendall, I've got something for you that you should know.
All
right. Right here.
Let's see if I know.
All right, Kendall, while each main actress eventually won an Emmy for her role, which of the Golden Girls won their Emmy first?
First.
First. They all won
first,
one.
First.
Who was the first woman on the moon?
Was it Sophia?
No.
Oh. Was it Rose?
It was Rose.
Rose. That was my first gut reaction, but I switched up the last minute. All right. Cliff, who dated a lawyer who wanted to join the circus as a clown?
Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Van Dyke.
And oh, is that who played him?
Yeah. And listeners, really quick, this is just between me and the listeners, Kendall. Listeners, I want to draw your attention to what Kendall just said. He tried to pass it off just like he did the week before. He's like, oh, yeah, I thought that answer, but I didn't say it. I guess one of the others. So let's quietly see how many times he tries to tell us that, okay?
It was a gut reaction.
It was a gut reaction, and it was a gut that big.
I think what I'm proving is I don't go with my gut. And I should, because it's huge.
Oh, sure. I'm sure that's what you're proving. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendall. Who suggested they spray their fannies with Pam to fit into their bathing suits? And before you say anything, I want you to tell us what you first were going to say.
Blanche.
Oh, it was her.
See?
You know,
gotta
Blanche
go with
Devereaux.
See, and I want, my mind tries to talk myself out of it.
Idiot.
I'm like, was that too common? Would it be somebody else?
No.
See? Which golden girl told a neighbor to drop dead? And then she did.
Uh-oh, she's not one to blow her own for tubin' bloobin'. It was Rose Nyland.
You got a boobin' doobin'.
Kendall, speaking of boobin' doobins, who called Sophia a raisin in sneakers?
That's Stan.
Blanche.
Oh. All right, Cliff, who was the first roommate to move in with Blanche?
First roommate to move in with Blanche was Rose.
Yes.
All right.
Ding, ding.
Ding-a-ding-ding.
Ding-ding-ding-ding.
Kendall, finally, for me, on my side of the lanai over here, mm-hmm. Kendall, who claimed to have done time in Attica Prison? Which of the girls?
That's Sophia.
No, Sophia. What, now, what were you really thinking?
No, that was it.
I was really thinking,
Yeah, I don't say it every time.
Wrong. When I say the answer, that's what you'll say. Dorothy. It was Dorothy.
I wasn't thinking
you
Dorothy.
Were. You know
I was
you
not,
were.
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
Okay, finally for me, Cliff, which golden girl's best friend faked her own death while playing tennis with her?
Oh, Dorothy.
You are correct. And for extra points, who was her friend?
Her friend was that woman who they always had all of the pranks and stuff.
That's her, Trudy.
Trudy! Yeah.
Trudy. Oh, that was fun, Cliff.
Oh, Trudy. Oh, Kendall, we were so
Thank
caught up.
Thank you for doing that game.
We were so caught up with these Golden Girls trivia, we even noticed Charles the Contractor, the birds are going crazy.
Oh, my God.
He's peeing on the fire.
Charles,
oh,
my goodness, Dan, you see what happened?
He just died in front of our eyes.
Look, I'm so sorry. We took our minds. You know, we were being very quiet. We took our minds away for 1 second.
Birds,
you know how Charles is.
We didn't even notice the birds.
That's why we brought the birds, dear.
Oh, sorry. I said let it go. My bladder was getting madder.
Well, you've ruined something else, Charles.
Charles, just will you take these birds and release them back into the wild?
Oh, my goodness, this is terrible.
Oh, dear. Listen, I don't know what to do.
Oh, guys, maybe you should just go back to your hotel room and lay down for a while.
Oh, dear, that's an excellent idea. Dear, let's go back and have a nice glass of tea, dear, and just lay down for the evening, and maybe it'll help us.
Yes, I think so, dear, that in praying to Christ the newborn king.
Unless you want to hang around for some hot subjects.
Oh, no.
Dear, let's go right away.
Oh, no.
All right, well. Ooh, the ficus is dead.
Is we don't have to worry about that anymore.
That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So, well, Kendall, do you have anything else to say about skin?
Oh,
the
God.
Skin that you're in.
That you lose so much skin every year.
Oh.
That if you stopped eating, maybe that's how we could finally lose weight. Just let it fall on off our skin.
Now, I did read this. I've packed away my notes already, but it was in there, and it said, you know, your skin fully regenerates every 28 days.
Yeah.
And so if you actually today started eating correctly and ate vitamins mm-hmm. and things, in 28 days, your skin would be all new.
Everything would be perfect.
All new.
But you know, we've never made it past 24, so.
No, and you know, then you'd be singing, thank you for being a skin. All right, I'm Cliff. Do you have anything
God,
else?
And I'm Kendall. I had a quote.
I'll quote it up.
With the new day comes new strengths and new thoughts. Eleanor Roosevelt. Sorry, I just wanted to throw in a quote there for you.
New day has come. Don't we need a new Celine Dion album, everybody. Tweet Celine. Tell her, get off on the stick.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at Cliff and Kendall. www.podbean.com.
I go to Rio, 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 Rio.
Hurry it up, hurry it up, hurry it up. Prime time.
We're
ready for fat time.
Ready for bedtime.